96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When most people hear the term real estate, they think about buying or selling single-family homes. But there's so much more to the business of real estate than that. For those who are hoping to understand more about the business side, this is the program for you. Commercial real estate is also very big, and it can be just as lucrative. My experts tonight say it should not be ignored as a business option. Well, Jerry Dawson is the managing director of SVNJC Dawson Global Real Estate, and Greg McCourt is the executive director of Project REAP. That's R-E-A-P. It's a 10-week program designed to teach the specifics of commercial real estate. That project is coming back to Washington this fall. And so if you're interested in participating and learning more about commercial real estate, you want to pay attention because we're going to be giving you some vital information about how you can become involved with that program. Jerry and Greg, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Thanks to be here.
And for those of you who have a question or a comment about commercial real estate, you can give us a call. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. I want to get right to some basics about commercial real estate. And I want to start with you, Jerry, because, again, as I said, most people think real estate, single family homes, condos and the like. But commercial real estate really is rare air. Can you give me a working definition of the difference between the two?
Thanks for having me today. I think commercial real estate is pretty much anything outside of single family or a four unit apartment or smaller. So if you get to five units or larger, those types of apartment buildings are considered commercial land, office buildings, shopping centers, marinas, golf courses. All of that is included in the space of commercial real estate.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that a lot of people don't consider commercial real estate, those who are in the business of real estate, that they often go straight to private homes or private dwellings instead of considering commercial real estate?
Part of it is just folks know what they know. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has either bought a house or leased an apartment to live in. And so they know that. They're comfortable with it. Residential real estate, you can be successful at times working at part-time in addition to another job. Commercial real estate is really a career path, and if you're not exposed to it, it's a little difficult to consider it as an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Greg, talk to me a little bit about commercial real estate and the part that it plays in Project REAP.
Well, years ago, there was a feeling that commercial real estate, it tends to be off the radar, particularly when it comes to acquiring new talent. And it's largely a family-run affair that goes back probably to the late 19th, early 20th century for most companies. The idea was that somewhere out there, there's a lot of very capable, knowledgeable people who happen to be minority, African-American, Latino, Asian-American. So what REAP tries to do is build the bridge between that particular cohort and the industry, because the industry is running into a bit of a jam right now. A lot of the people who worked in the industry are getting older. Companies are looking for new talent. I was at a seminar in Washington about a month ago, and a gentleman who was with Cushman Wakefield, one of the larger real estate service companies, said the biggest challenge they're going to have in the next 5 years is procuring and retaining talent. And I thought he'd say something like capital markets. I thought he would say something like valuation. No, he says biggest challenge we have is talent procurement, and that's what REAP tries to do, is to link very talented people who happen to be minority to the commercial real estate business.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the business of commercial real estate, what part it could possibly play in a career move for you, particularly for minorities, as well as the big business side of commercial real estate. My guests are Jerry Dawson, Managing Director of SVNJC Dawson Global Real Estate, and Greg McCourt. He is the Executive Director of Project REAP. This is a 10-week program designed to teach the specifics of commercial real estate. Greg, talk to me about Project REAP.
Well, it's been around since the late 1990s. This will be our 11th Washington, D.C. program. D.C. is the founding market for REAP. And I had to go back and double-check my notes to make sure that number was correct, and it is. So this will be the 11th D.C. program. It starts on September 12th. And the classes will be downtown, not too far from the metro, on 15th Street Northwest, and it's 10 weeks of immersion. What we do is we teach, first of all, what we do, we find the best instructors in the market, ones who are working for the most active companies at an executive level. And what they do is they come in and they teach their platform. They teach about the projects they're currently working on. They teach about how they come to develop these properties, how they manage these properties. They'll even talk about, you know, where they may have messed up a couple times, mm-hmm. and how they address that situation. We're not too far removed from the last big real estate recession, which is still very educational. But it's a 10-week program. We teach multifamily. We teach retail. We teach office. We teach industrial. We'll do market analysis, financial analysis. Walmart will come in and teach their real estate profile. McDonald's, Starbucks will as well. So it's really immersion in commercial real estate, and the idea is that a student who applies for the program and is approved to, they're vetted and interviewed, and once they're approved into the classroom, they could kind of choose their own path. They can kind of find, okay, here's what I'd like to do. Here's the person I'd like to talk to, see if I can create a career for myself. So in that essence, REAP does two things. It's education and it's networking.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, but let me go to the phone lines. I got a lot of phone calls coming through tonight about this. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Trent, calling from D.C. Trent, turn your radio down for me, please, and tell me what's on your mind.
7810.
Trent, turn your radio down, please. You have a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, go right ahead. What's on your mind?
My question is, I am currently a dual agent, and if I wanted to get into the commercial market, I overheard someone say that wouldn't be a good fit because it's more like a career path. Is that correct?
Well, that's what. First of all, let me ask you, what is a dual agent?
Say that again.
What is a dual agent?
A dual agent is someone who has a full-time job and do real estate part-time.
I see. Okay. You were talking, his question is about the career path.
Sure. Yeah. It is a profession. It is a career path. It's something that does require a lot of time, education, and dedication to it. It's of the successful real estate professionals that I've seen, they've all been full-time. It's what they've dedicated their careers to. It's what they train for and practice every day. So, you know, there are those who are able to do one-off projects every now and again. But if you're thinking about a sustainable career, I think it's something that a professional should focus on.
Mm-hmm. Trent, did you have another comment or question? Trent, are you there? Okay, if you do, give us a call back. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about commercial real estate tonight, as well as the REAP project, Project REAP, which is coming back to the Washington, D.C. area this fall, which will be part of an intensive 10-week program teaching about commercial real estate. Let me go to Josh. Josh, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Josh. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I was just wondering, for someone who is considering a career and may not have experience in that area, what are the what type of skills are needed to have a successful career?
I think that's an excellent question.
The only requirements to get into REAP is a four-year degree from an accredited institution and 3 to 5 years of professional work experience doing just about anything. Real estate experience is not a necessity to get into this program. In fact, in its original incarnation, it was actually frowned upon We do have some people who come into the program with a modicum of experience, like in one area of real estate, but it's definitely not a necessity. And you know, the whole idea is to bring people from other professions into the business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Josh, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. For those of you who are interested in finding out more about this project, you can find out about it online at projectreap.org. That's projectreap.org. Projectreap.org. Back to the phone lines. Jerome calling from Maryland. Jerome, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Jerome, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
I got two quick questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
What type of the program I'm listening to that talking about commercial real estate, I'm trying to figure out, can y'all actually help people who's had a troubled past? And then what else do y'all do for U.S. veterans that actually are trying to get into y'all program?
Well, the application process is open on our website, and we take a egalitarian approach to all the applications we receive. Again, what you're looking for is, a four-year degree from an accredited institution and 3 to 5 years of professional work experience. If you have that, you will definitely be considered regardless. And if you pass muster, you will be interviewed for the project. So if you have those requirements, you will definitely be considered.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jerome. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talk to me a little bit, if you can, Jerry, about your experience, not only with REAP, but your commercial real estate experience. Give me your quick bio in this.
Sure. I started in commercial real estate in 1998, and it was really due to relationships I had with folks who were already in the industry, who I knew through school. They were older, a little older, graduating ahead of me. And that's how I was introduced to commercial real estate. I didn't know anything about commercial real estate prior to that. And so I was fortunate enough to work with some pretty large firms over the last 16 or so years doing with hands-on experience and exposure to a lot of different areas of commercial real estate. I started in property management.
Okay.
And so my first assignment was as an assistant general manager to a trophy property, Park Avenue in New York City.
Wow, good for you.
Exactly.
Okay, what a way to start. Okay.
So actually, welcome to commercial real estate, in what some people sort of consider the epicenter of it, right? But again, having worked with some pretty large firms, I was able to move around and see different parts of the business, whether it was tenant representation or corporate real estate work, or even consulting to the federal government agencies, and then development.
Hold that point, because I've got to take a break, but I want to hear your thoughts also about real estate in the Washington metro area, probably the hottest market in the nation right now. I want to hear your thoughts about that, some of the ups and the downs. And we're going to be taking some more calls as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program. Do not hang up. I will take your call. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about commercial real estate in just a few seconds. Stay with us.